important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alicia and Natalie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, for some heartwarming news today, an anonymous person has helped spread Christmas cheer for Gold Coast families and leaving them in tears. The community member walked into Mr. Toy's Toy World in Helensvale on Wednesday and paid off lay-bys for 40 families, spending $2,000 in total. Store manager Emily Hughes said that it was quite overwhelming and many customers were in tears when they came in to collect their orders. We had a few families crying today and they were so very grateful.
A Brisbane couple whose amazing Christmas light display went viral last year has been targeted by a couple of Grinches, as the couple received multiple complaints and said that they are not allowed to put up their big Christmas light display again this year, but they have decided to scale back and make a smaller display. David and Chloe Strickland said that they tried to be sensitive of their neighbours' needs, but they were trying to bring some holiday cheer to the street. According to the Grinches, the light display was too bright and caused too much traffic congestion on the road.
In national news, more than 30 Australian laws have changed overnight. This comes after the Australian government came to a decision to update these laws on their to-do list. Some of the new laws include the following: tax benefits for developers of affordable rentals, children and teens banned from social media, protection for victims of sexual violence in court, a mandatory code for supermarkets with big fines attached, and more. The government said the implementation of these laws are to help towards the potential upcoming election in January.
Tens of thousands of hectares have been torched as bushfires continue to threaten the island north of Perth. Residents have been urged to shelter in unimpacted areas as the bushfire front creeps closer to a number of towns. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services incident controller Damien Pahumphrey said changing conditions, including variable winds, would still pose a challenge for firefighters into the weekend.
In international news, a lost hiker has been found alive after surviving 5 weeks in a remote part of Canada where temperatures reached as low as minus 20 degrees Celsius. Sam Benestick was reported missing in late October, but he didn't return on time from a planned trip in a national park in the northeastern British Columbia. It's believed he survived by building a shelter in a dry creek and wearing his sleeping bag for warmth. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said finding him alive is the absolute best outcome and thanked local authorities for the time, effort and resources put in to locate him.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with showers in the afternoon. The temperature is currently 22 degrees with an expectation maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.
I just see people.